Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on some mas'ala on travel. Watan asli. This is the town or suburb wherein a person permanently resides, or the place where his wife and children are living, and from which he has no present intention of migrating. Watan iqama. This is a town or area wherein a person is residing temporarily, either for business or for other purposes. The condition for it to be a watan iqama is that he should not have an intention to stay therein continuously for 15 days. As long as a person is in a watan iqama, that is a temporary residence, and has no intention to remain therein for 15 days, it will be incumbent upon him to make qasar salah. If a person leaves one watan iqama, that is his temporary residence, and carries on to another, he will not continue his count of 15 days, but will renew it, as the watan iqama, the first one, invalidates the other. If after staying at one watan iqama for a period of 15 days, he resumes his travel, and the travels for approximately 88 kilometers, he once again will be a musafir and will therefore perform qasar. If a person travels daily to work for a distance that exceeds approximately 88 kilometers, he will be regarded as a musafir and will perform qasar salah. If a person is continuously traveling, he will remain a musafir forever, entitling him to qasar. If a ship remains for more than 15 days in the ocean, the traveler will still be regarded as a musafir. If a person intends spending 15 days in two places which are so far apart that the azan of the one area cannot be heard in the next, then he will remain a musafir. For example, if a person spends 10 days in Makkah Mukarrama and 5 days in Mina, he will be regarded as a musafir for the entire duration. If one stays in two sections of one town for 15 days, he will not be regarded as a musafir. When determining if a person is a shari'i traveler, the intention of the husband or the ammi of the journey will be considered. If a person initially intended spending 5 or 6 days at one place, and for some reason he could not leave and intended to leave in a few days, 2 days time, and this situation continues till 15 days or more have passed, he will remain a musafir and will make qasar. A traveler can lead a congregation of non-travelers in salah, but he will perform qasar and they will complete the salah thereafter. In such a case, the traveler should inform the congregation that he is a musafir and they will have to complete the salah as usual. If a traveler performs his salah behind a non-traveler, he will complete the salah and not make qasar. If a musafir can lead the Jumu'ah salah. If for some reason a musafir had to terminate his salah that he was leading behind a non-traveler and reads it individually thereafter, he will read qasar and not complete the salah. And if a musafir leads a congregation of non-travelers and forgetfully performs 4 rakats, his salah will be done, but the non-travelers will have to repeat their salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.